the call.
Oh, good, good. Good to have you.
Hello.
Excuse me, this is the operator. I just need to inform all parties that the call is now being recorded and that if you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time.
Thank you. Okay, let's call the meeting in order. Glenn, would you handle the roll call, please?
Yes, certainly I'll do that. Mason?
Yes?
We have on the call Helen Laverty, Mason Cole, Steve Halston, Chris Chaplow, and Spinny Klugel. Sorry, my voice is going. And for staff, we have Julie Hedlund, Ken Bauer, Rob Hogarth, and Glenn DeSaint-Gervais, myself.
All right. Thank you very much, Glenn. All right. Next order of business is to approve minutes from our previous meeting. Has everyone received a copy of those minutes? I believe Julie sent those out in a very timely way, so I'm going to assume that, yes, you did get them. Is there any objection to approving those minutes?
No.
Okay. If there isn't, then we will say they're approved. Oh, and I'm sorry, Julie, are you you're taking minutes again?
I am indeed.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Did everyone get the email I sent out this morning, well, this morning my time, on to follow up Julie's mail on action items? I attached two documents to that. One was a list of our checklist of our work items, and another is just a straw man document for our recommendations.
Yes, got it.
Yeah.
Yes, I've got it. Haven't looked at it yet, right, but I've got it, yeah.
Okay, good. So what I hope to accomplish on the call today is to get our checklist populated with owners of specific work items and timelines. I'd like to get that done for a couple of reasons. One is it'll kick off our work, and the other is I want to I need to update Chuck Gomes, the chair of the OSC, on where this team's how much progress we've made on this team. So I'd like to do that. I also want. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is the same checklist that's posted on the wiki, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah, just in spreadsheet form, right?
Yeah, okay.
And I also want to discuss the format of the other document, the Word document that I sent out that would cover recommendations. Does anybody have anything else they'd like to add to the agenda today?
No.
Okay. All right, if you have it in front of you, I'd appreciate it if you could open that spreadsheet that I sent. It's titled GNSO OSCCT Work Team Board Recommendation Checklist. Wow, nice title, Julie.
Thanks. Pretty well explains exactly what it is, doesn't it?
That's right. It's very accurate. All right. So I'd like to go through this list and assign some work, frankly. It's what we need to do. We're down to the work phase now. So the objective of what we're going to accomplish, again, is a document that we'll prepare for the GNSO that would recommend specifics on how to improve communications inside and outside the GNSO. So the items on the the items on the checklist contain, right now, they contain the board's recommendations for those, it's the board's recommendations for tactics to accomplish that. We do need to pay attention to what the board recommends. However, in our capacity as, the ones doing the work, I believe we have the latitude to add to and remove as we see fit. So I'd like to go through what's on here now and then take suggestions about things that we should add or take out. And then I need some people to be responsible for taking sections of those, the sections of that work plan, and coming up with recommendations on what the GNSO should do, and then produce that into a document that I can add to our recommendations document. Does everybody seem to agree with that process? Does that make sense? Because I'm open for improvements.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Anyone else?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. All right, now, in our last meeting...
I think we've gotten at least that first one taken care of, which is Chris and
right.
Steve and Ken for the first of the three problems.
That's exactly right. That's right. That's what I was doing. Right. Thank you, Steve. So on the website, in the column marked C, where it says lead, right next to status, we can assign Steve and Chris to handle everything from, looks like, line number 6 in the spreadsheet down to line 38.
Yes, correct.
Right? Okay. All right, now there are some other opportunities here for folks to dive in and get their hands dirty. So we've got document management left.
Well, this is Ken. It would make no sense for the same threesome not to also handle 39 through 46.
Yeah, the document management, because that would be web-based. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the way we're conceiving it now is it's essentially phase two of what will end up being the requirements effort. We want to break the requirements, and I think the charter that ICANN staff's working on will reflect this. We'll break the requirements piece down into sort of the immediate or more immediate doability list, and then the not-so-doable stuff that is wrapped up in the title of document management. We will get those requirements done, but we will put those off for a while. So when it comes time to talk about time, we can lay some dates to it.
All right.
But I think it makes sense for us to handle that as a team.
Steve and Chris, are you guys okay with that?
Yep.
Okay. All right, good. Hey, look, we're halfway through the list already.
So that means you get the rest, Mason.
Yeah, right. I do believe Sabine and Helen are on the call.
Yes, but so what we have got starting from 47?
Correct, yes, starting at 47. So I'd like to speak up and volunteer to participate on the formalized channel and the communications with the board. So unless there's objections, Beanick and Helen, would you all mind taking on the feedback solicitation part?
Yes, we can. I think that we can attempt to do that. Yeah.
Okay, Helen, is that good?
Right? I can.
Okay, good. All right, good. Now, let's talk about start dates. I assume we can start this right now, but would you all please give me an idea of how much time you think you need to get a preliminary set of recommendations or requirements out to us, the broader team, for consideration and finalization? You know, would 2 weeks be enough? Should we look at a month? What do you think?
Ken, can you...
Yeah, I'd be happy to. We're just waiting for the invitation, Steve.
You need no invitation. Ken, dive in.
Well, that's all right. So I think on the... from 6 through 38, which is... wait a second. I just looked at 38, and I went, what the heck is that? Ability for stakeholders to find out what is going... Oh, okay, I guess that's all just part of making the website accessible. All right,
yeah.
So that whole set that we're working on... All right, we've already had our first meeting, so our start date was Monday this week.
Okay.
And we went through the... we're affectionately calling it the Penelope document.
The Penelope document?
The original set of business requirements that were drafted on this subject.
By Penelope?
Yeah, she wrote the first draft. I edited and helped with it. And then, but what we've done is gone through that document pretty much from top to bottom, and we have sort of sketched out a plan for how to get through that and take all the pieces out of it that would relate to this first part, which is what we're talking about, and then reconstitute it into a maybe chapter one of two chapters, the second of which would be the document management set of requirements. Now, the question is, how long do we think that would take to generate that draft? And we're here in middle of April, and we generally get together once every 2 weeks.
Right.
Just so you know, Mason, we're scheduling our check-in meetings every other week on the alternate Wednesdays. So we've
right.
This Wednesday, and the next Wednesday we'll have our separate working group meeting.
All right.
Right.
So let's say, 22... teammates, do you think we could say the end of May? That would give us three sessions.
For your prelim, you mean?
For a prelim. The 22nd.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's the 6th. Then the 20th. Maybe the. We have a meeting on the 27th, right, Mason?
That's right.
Why don't we say that we'll be ready for the 27th?
Okay.
I'm going to ask my colleague there. Does that sound reasonable? Now, it wouldn't. It probably would not be a finished product, but it would be a roughed up enough and with enough content in it that we should be able to polish it from there forward.
No, that's fine.
Are we looking maybe to have it ready, that chapter, fully fleshed out for Sydney?
Yeah, I think we need to, don't we? Does that dovetail just right with Sydney about 2 weeks before, is it? Yeah.
It does, in fact.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a good interim goal for us.
Right. I think I asked on the last call, excuse me for the diversion here, but is everybody on this call planning to be in Sydney?
Well, actually, Zbinek speaking. I don't know yet. I have not yet decided. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, you're coming?
Yes.
And Helen, do you know yet?
Yep, I'll be there.
You're going to be there? Okay. And Chris, how about you?
Yep, flights and hotel already booked.
Very good. Okay. And I already know the staff team will be there, so I don't even have to ask. Okay, Ken, I think that's fine. A straw man draft due to the team on for discussion on May 27th. How about that? Everybody agree?
Yeah.
All right, good deal. Okay, and you're handling document management part two. Helen and Zbinek, do you want to adhere to the same schedule for your part? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess it makes sense.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to get caught up with all this. So.
Yes.
Well, you're on the call. You're doing great so far. Okay. Then I'll stick at the same schedule as well for my section. Now, I've had a couple of emails over the last few weeks with just some thinking on things like document management, transparency, and that kind of thing. I will re-forward those out to the team, to the smaller teams that are working on these issues, and then I will also volunteer to manage the overall recommendations document from here. So if there's anything else that needs to be added to this list at this point, let's talk about that now, or we can use our email list to do that as well. But right now, is there anything that we know we'd like to add to our list? Yeah, why make work for ourselves, right? That's what it sounds like. Okay. All right, that was easy enough. Am I leaving anything out? Ken, Rob, Julie?
Not that I can tell, Mason.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the discussion document the recommendation document for a minute. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to look at that. My point of view on...
I sent it
out about 2.5 hours ago. Be 12:45 your time. So let me ask Ken and Rob and Julie. Does the GNSO or ICANN in general have any kind of expectation about what format this needs to be presented in? How to get the information across? Do we need to adhere to a certain format?
This is Rob. No.
No.
In short, no. I think as part of the work team process, Chuck and the rest of the OSC and that, expect that you'll be flexible. They may have some suggestions. You may want to have a dialogue with them on that.
All right. I owe Chuck a call anyway, so I'll just ask him when I speak to him. All right. Easy enough. Does anybody have any thoughts about format of the document or anything else about what you saw and what I sent?
Sounds like a communication recommendation, that, doesn't it? For some sort of template for all teams to use to help them along.
Could be, yeah. I mean, right now I'm just using a plain old Word document to store the information, and thought it might be easier that way, just to organize I don't know how long the document will be, but table of contents and sections and what have you.
Looks all right. I think you're forging a path through the field here, aren't you?
All right, so far. Okay, any other thoughts on that document?
This is Ken, Mason. I'm not 100% sure that the once you get past the website requirements, once you move to the bullet level, that we will be substituting an entirely different structure there, most likely.
That's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, for a placeholder, that's fine.
Sure. Yeah. No. Whatever you think makes sense. Okay. All right. Is there? This call has gone amazingly quick. Is there anything else we need to discuss today? Any other business? Anything from the staff side?
Nothing more for me. What about you, Ken? Anything else?
No.
This is all too easy today. All right. Well, since it's tax day here in the U.S., we all better get back to work and start paying the government.
I've got a couple of questions.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
there we go. For myself, Steve and Ken on our little group, what's the best way? Do we email each other privately, or do we email the list but make sure we keep putting the same subject line so the others can ignore it if they want to?
Ken and Steve, I think that was for you guys.
I would say let's just keep the emails to the three of us so we don't clutter everybody else. Let's keep the. I don't think I see a reason for full open list communication on things as we're just working on drafts and internal preparation.
Right. Okay.
That was my suggestion. Do you feel otherwise, Chris?
No, I just wanted guidance. That was all, really. You have more experience on this than me.
That's scary.
This is Julie. I would just ask if you think that you need my support, if any of you do in your team, for anything administrative, please do include me on your emails, or even if you're not sure, I don't mind getting them, just in case there is some place that I need to help out.
I do think in general that the broader team probably doesn't need to see the back and forth on your work unless there is something that the broader team needs to consider.
Hey, Ken, do we have now, I'm trying to remember, do we have an ongoing conference call bridge?
Rob and I were talking about that. I don't know who else uses that one that we used on Monday. Rob, we're talking about a DIGO 1175.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to Marion and see if there's an additional line we can get. That's starting to be used by a number of the staff for quick start calls and the rest. And we don't have a mechanism for tracking that. So as a result, we had a little traffic jam the other day. So that's definitely something that, from a staff perspective, we'll look up. I think, you know, in the meantime, you guys can probably use that same bridge. As you guys picked up, if it's otherwise staff on the line, we quickly get off for a community call. The one caution I would have, and it seems like you guys are thinking through pretty well, but it's the concept of the work team efforts being open and transparent, recording of calls, sharing stuff on the web. I think the appropriate distinction is, yes, if it's very detailed, sort of preliminary discussions, the effort that you guys are making to contribute to the broader team, you're safe. But please trust your judgment in terms of you're starting to talk some broader substance. I think the default should always be to use the list or for a substantive call to have it recorded, just because it's important to maintain that transparency.
Well, how about this? I guess, one, it would be helpful, Julie, if you don't mind actually sending a meeting maker to everybody so that we have on alternate Wednesdays a standing call. So that would be starting with April 22nd, and there's 3 o'clock Eastern time for 1 hour, 3 to 4. And add a conference bridge on. If anybody from this team would like to join us, anybody and everybody is always welcome. I think that may satisfy an openness and transparency issue that everybody knows when our working sessions are going to be and everybody knows what the dial-in is. we don't have any secrets, and if anyone wants to join, they're welcome to, but I just can't imagine anybody other than the three of us would want to.
Yeah, I think that's
fine. Does that help?
I think that'd be fine.
Yeah, this is Rob. I think so. I think the critical element is that you're thinking about it, talking about it. Mason, on your checklist of things to discuss with Chuck, you may want to mention that. And Steve, I know you have discussions with Chuck as well, just to get his temperature check as the chair of the OSC. If he's fine with it, I think we'll be in good shape.
Okay.
And with that, I might also suggest that for the other team, it sounds like Mason was going it alone on the one item. So you could set up your own conference bridge for yourself, Mason.
Right, I'll call in for that. Right.
But for the other two folks who are tackling that last issue, maybe you want to do the same thing in setting up a conference bridge and a standing time for you to meet. Just a thought.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yes, let's think of it, or we can simply use emails. That we should, Helen. We should consider it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
Okay.
And Glenn, maybe I'll coordinate with you then to have a conference set up made after this call.
Yes, Julie, this is Glenn. Yes, sir. Also, shouldn't we perhaps put these calls up on the GNSO calendar, because people have asked, when we have calls, or do you think it's not necessary? At least it shows what's going on.
For this team call?
Yes.
I don't object to that at all.
I'm sorry, Glenn, were you talking about the sub-teams? Because this team, the communication is on the calendar.
Yeah, the communication is on the calendar, but the sub-teams, if you would like to put that up there, that is one way of just making yourselves visible.
Oh, I see.
If you,
I don't have an objection to that.
No, I don't either.
No, nor me.
So, Glenn, if you'd like to do that, sure, go ahead.
Okay, so we just mentioned them there. Maybe if you can just connect up with me on that, too, to give me the exact date.
I can, Glenn, I'll follow up with you. I think I've got
okay.
It.
Okay, thanks. Great.
All right, good. Okay, anything else?
Yeah, I just got one other one. On
sure.
The languages issue, really I'm asking probably some of the staff members whether they could give me some contacts of some people in the ICANN organization who are already working on in that area.
Julie, Ken, Rob?
Rob might know.
I mean, you can buy email. I don't need it right now, obviously. But not to reinvent the wheel, we'd need to explore what's going on in the language field at the moment.
Yeah, and I noted, Chris, your comment on one of our previous calls about that. We have, as a policy team, put together a policy document in terms of how we handle translations internally. So I'd definitely like to share that feedback and that input with you guys.
Thank you.
At whatever you think is the appropriate time, because we have the benefit now of probably about 8 months of experience with that policy. And it's amazing how much logistics is involved in some of this, going beyond just broad generalizations, some of the specifics about what languages you translate, when, how do you get it processed in a timely manner. So, yeah, whenever you think that there's an appropriate time, we can have that discussion, and I will take as a to-do from this call to share that policy with this team.
This is Ken. I would just make an observation that from the perspective of the requirements and technology solutions, we need to simply make available in the solution set, in the website, those translated documents that come from whatever policies are developed in ICANN, right? So if the policy staff has a position that says such and such documents get translated into five languages and so forth, that would just be, we would make sure that there's a place for those documents to live and exist when they're translated on the website solution. Is that, am I we don't have to worry too much about ICANN's policies on translation, but we do have to provide the mechanisms by which those would be disseminated and available.
You're saying that's an outcome of this team, or that's something you have to do now?
I guess I'm just clarifying what side of the translation question we need to be on, I think.
Okay, so let me see if I understand that right. So you're saying there's already a pretty well defined policy on translation, meaning things like what languages you do translate, which ones you don't, when and how you go about it. But one of the outcomes, and we can apply some of that policy to our own recommendation about how translation should further be handled. Am I right so far?
I think that's one good way to look at it, because I would challenge you all to think about it broadly. I think Ken is 100% accurate in terms of the work that's necessary to make sure that you have the right mechanisms and tools. But I would challenge you to perhaps think, because right now what we did as a staff was sort of as a recognition that ICANN is doing more policy outreach on a global basis, wanting to bring as many people into the process. The perspective of the GNSO and coming through this work team would be very helpful, I think, in that regard. You might say, gee, that proposal that you guys came up with that you're applying now is a good start, but you need to go beyond that. And so somewhere in your discussions, you may take some time, some resources to think about that, because that may be part of your ultimate recommendation.
This is Ken again. May I hop in?
Please.
I would just wonder which sub-team effort that sort of discussion best fits. Because I don't think it's the right place for the technology sub-team.
So
if we want to think about broad policies around translation and interpretation and things of that type, that might be in one of the other two groups, either yours or Mason or the other one.
Or Helen's being. Yeah, I'm looking on the spreadsheet right now. I don't want to put a square peg in a round hole.
Well, you kind of have to decide how many languages is meaningful and who's going to be doing the translation.
Yeah.
How you evaluate that ultimately. I mean, for example, right now we're translating the monthly policy update into all six UN languages. But there are two languages that basically no one has subscribed to in any significant number. And so what does this work team think about? Not only suggestions about potential languages, but then how might those be evaluated over time? Because it's not an inexpensive undertaking to get these documents translated. And what's the most productive effort for the community? I like to think of it in many respects as that classic chicken or the egg problem. You can't get broader participation unless you have documents translated, and so there's some potential capital investment in that that you may want to discuss at some point as well.
Oh, good. Yeah, but that's right. So I'm looking on the spreadsheet. Actually, line 56 has a note: prepare a translation plan for documents associated with policy development. That as it sits right now, Helen and Zenik, that would fall under your group. Are you comfortable with that, or would you rather not take that on?
Well, we can recommend ways, but
that's the outcome. That's it.
You can
remember, this is a body.
We don't have to guarantee you like our answers.
That's right. No, this is a body that's designed merely to make recommendations, not to actually implement the work.
Yeah.
That's right. But equally, we've got to be sensible and not recommend 16 languages throughout the whole of the website or the documentation, haven't we?
Right. Right. Okay, so Helen Zbinek, if you don't object, I'm going to leave that right where it is under your group, and if that becomes too much to take on, then why don't you let us know?
Yeah, so we've got the language element in both groups then, which is fine, really.
Okay.
Yeah, the smaller team, the team on the requirements is it's a delivery rather than a policy, right? So we deliver those languages through the website and various other mechanisms. But what gets translated, how many languages, and so forth, that would come from sort of this other policy work, it seems to me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That would be my sense of the division of labor there.
Okay. All right, good. All right, Chris, did that answer your question, or is there more?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay. All right, very good. All right, any other business for today?
No.
All right, then, if that's the case, I will call this meeting adjourned. And we'll meet again at our regular time, which is 1900 UTC, on Wednesday, April 29th. I had that right, Glenn?
That's right.
Okay,
thank
great.
You very much.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, operator.